Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3434 BN. Today's date is August 26, 2024, and the title of the episode is Trump Destroyed the Clinton, Biden, and Obama Dynasty. Confirms pause. People have the tools. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they know that there's no way for them to win this election unless they cheat. And they're already laying the groundwork to cheat in this election. And remember, they've been cheating in the election for a very long time. Remember, the entire election system that we've been using was created by the deep state a long time ago to install the people that they want in government. They actually gave you the illusion that you were actually choosing your candidate, but in reality, they were choosing it for you, just like what you're seeing today. You see, sometimes people actually have to really see it. Biden was chosen. People saw that. People questioned it. Kamala, did anyone vote for her? No, she was chosen. This time around, they're going to do the same exact thing. They're going to choose their candidate, and the way they choose their candidate is they use their cheating systems. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know that, yes, these systems that we've been using in this country, they are cheating systems, and they work for the deep state players. Right now, the deep state players, they just don't use the ballots and the computer systems. Remember, they put everything into place to make sure that they can pull this off every single time. And the way they pull it off is, yes, the equipment helps them, but they also need the people on the ground level in all the different states and all the different counties to make sure they can guard what they are actually doing, because without them, people would then notice that they were actually cheating and it wouldn't work. This is why for a very long time, the rhinos were on board with this. They were okay with it. And now we have an outsider. The people are waking up and the people are not okay with this. This is why the deep state players now are threatening the people of this country. Merrick Garland, Jamie Raskin, and the rest of the people, they're saying, listen, when we have the elections, you better not protest against them. You better not say that there's fraud. You better not say there was cheating. And how are they convincing the people not to do this? Well, they're showing everyone, look, if you do this, look what we've done to the January 6th people. We will do this to you. If you decide to address your grievances against the election, which is our constitutional right, you will have a major problem on your hands. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know that the deep state players have to use the cheating system to win. So if you know the playbook and you've been watching them and you've been monitoring everything, you've been capturing all the data, because I do believe this is the biggest sting operation that we have ever seen. And you don't want to catch them once, you know, doing it. You don't want to catch them doing it the second time. You want to have incredible evidence to show everyone it's not a glitch. They've done it in 2016, they've done it in 2018, they've done it in 2020, 2022, and now 2024. You see, at that point, there's no question, and you know exactly what their motive was. They cheated. They overthrew the United States government. if they just showed the evidence for, let's say, 2020, people would say, well, that could be a glitch. We don't know if it's really true or not. And you know what? We're going to have to write this one off. That's why you need them to repeat it over and over and over. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, since they know this is a cheating system, yes, if Trump has to use the cheating system in this election, what does he want to do? He wants to make it too big to rig, make it impossible for them to actually feed in the number of ballots that they actually need. Now, he is setting up many, many roadblocks to stop them. It's not going to be perfect. He can't stop everything. He's going to need the people, and the people now have the tools. The people now have the knowledge. There are more and more people coming on board who are waking up right now. So think about it. He's now hiring people through the RNC and many other places to actually watch the polls. Is this a perfect thing? No, absolutely not. But before, did we have this? No, we did not. There's going to be lawyers on the ground protecting the election. Did we have this before? No, we did not. A lot of the election laws, which they really weren't laws because basically they just changed them because of COVID and the legislature didn't change them. So now we have new laws that came into existence, and this is going to stop a lot of this in the swing states. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. We also have the SAVE Act. It is passed in the House, which means you must go to the polls in person. You must have voter ID to prove that you're a citizen. And we're going to count the paper ballots in one day. Now, do we have that yet? No, we do not. So Trump knows that since he's putting all these roadblocks in place, he knows that this is going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat. And I do believe what he's trying to do is he's trying to force them down a different path where we don't use their systems in the end, where there is an event that causes the entire country to go to paper because we're very, very nervous that a foreign entity actually cyber attacked the elections, manipulated the numbers. And I do believe this is why the SAVE Act, this is why he introduced it a couple of months ago. So I do believe that is in place right now, and he's leading the people down this path. Now, the deep state players, on the other hand, they need someone that's halfway decent. Is Kamala that person? I don't believe so. So they could either stick with her and just allow, and they can allow Trump to win, or they can swap her out, one black woman for, I guess, a black woman or black man, depending on how you look at Michelle. And then they can try to actually push this as best they possibly can, trying to cheat with the ballots. But I do believe in the end, this is going to fail. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is Trump, he's letting everyone know that he's already destroyed the Clinton, Biden, and Obama dynasty. And during a podcast interview, he actually confirmed that he's been in government for 8 years. Really? I thought he was the president for 4. How was he in government for 8? That's very, very interesting. So I do believe that we all have the tools. Everything's being put into place for this election. And this is going to be the most important election of our lifetime. And I do believe that Trump is not going to leave this to chance. He's going to make sure that we use a system that actually shows the truth when we vote. And I do believe this is why he's pushing the deep state players down this path. And this is why we see the cyber attack stories starting to pick up now. Every day that passes, we're starting to hear more and more cyber attacks. Coincidence? I don't think so. I do believe that this is the path that the World Economic Forum has told us that we're going to head in. The IMF has told us that they were going to head in. And we know that this is not just because of the elections. That's one of the major reasons, but it's also because of the financial institutions, because they want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, and they want to bring us to war. That covers up everything that they're trying to do. So we could see that we're heading down this path. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know they're going to do all of these things. But again, there's no reason to panic because we know the deep state players, they're going to try to use COVID. They're going to try to use the bird flu. They're going to try to use Mpox. They're going to try to implement curfews because of, you know, deadly mosquitoes. All of this is going to happen at once. Plus, they're also going to use riots. They're going to try to scare people away from the voting centers. Because again, if we're using paper, do they want people going to the voting centers? No. But I do believe that the military will have to step in one way or another with the National Guard, and they must protect the voting areas, which is going to make it really difficult for the deep state players. Because if they are protected and people are okay going to the voting centers to vote in a paper ballot election, what does the deep state do next? Well, they can allow Trump to win. Then they can have chaos afterwards saying that the election was manipulated one way or another. Or they can allow Trump to use their system and say it was hacked and it was manipulated by a foreign entity and say the election doesn't count. This is what they're trying to do. Because we know from Jimmy Raskin and we know from the DOJ, they are now threatening the American people. Don't question what we're doing. No matter what we do, do not question it. And I think the people are going to have a lot of questions because, again, it's our constitutional right to question everything that the government does. Our founding fathers put it in the Constitution, and the Constitution, the First Amendment, says we are allowed to do this. But again, does the deep state want us to do this? Absolutely not. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about the election and what Trump said about how he destroyed the deep state players. But first, let's talk about the border, because it seems that the people now, they are really waking up to the fact that Kamala has been lying to the people, and she is the border czar, and we're seeing crime getting worse and worse. I do believe we're going to see an event happen in this country. Remember, timing is everything. And I think this is going to wake up a lot more people. And when you really look at it, you can see that everything that the Biden administration has done, including Kamala, they actually have brought in so many criminals, so many terrorists, so many gang members that people are really starting to notice, and people are afraid now to go out in the evening. And remember, Obama, who's been instructing all this, this is everything that he needed to do, and he can do it through Kamala, through Biden, because he doesn't care what the ramifications are. He doesn't care if people look at them and see them as evil, because again, he needed to complete his mission. The mission was supposed to be completed with Hillary Clinton. They never thought she was going to lose. Now he needs a couple of scapegoats to actually complete this mission, and he's pushing everything through them, and he doesn't care at this point because he needs to complete the 16-year plan. But when you look at the border, you could see it's a complete and utter disaster. Mike Davis put this out and said, Kamala sends violent Venezuela gang members to Colorado. Kamala sends 75-year-old praying Christians to prison. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And Trump, he's letting everyone know that Kamala Harris, she is responsible for what's happening on the border. But what is she doing right now? Her campaign is to disassociate herself with her agenda that she implemented. Is anyone really buying this? Hey, I wasn't a part of that. I didn't do any of this. I wasn't part of the border. I didn't destroy the economy. Yeah, I'm the vice president, but I had nothing to do with these things. Is anyone really buying this? I don't think so. Trump, he put this out and said, Kamala Harris is doing everything possible to dissociate herself from the Biden administration, the worst in the history of the U.S. She was in charge of the border czar. It won't work. And he's absolutely right. The people are not stupid. The people can go, wait a minute. Trump was not in office. You were in office. You told us you were involved with Afghanistan. You told us that you were handling the border. You told us that Bidenomics was working. You told us that you were involved in all this. So you're responsible for all of this. You can try to blame it on other people, but there's no one else to blame because you're the one that was sitting in the seat. So I don't think this is going to work. And what's very interesting, with all the illegals coming to this country, remember when they told us that the border wall was going to be too expensive? It's just ridiculous to spend $10 billion on the border wall. Well, do you know how much it costs to pay for the illegals? And remember, this is the American taxpayers. $450 billion per year to care for the illegal aliens. But they told us $10 billion was too expensive. So think about this for a second. Think about how they tricked the entire country into thinking that the wall was too expensive, but it's okay to spend $450 billion. That should tell you everything you need to know. And how do we know walls actually work? Well, Wall Street Silver put this out and shows London, UK, and it shows Warsaw, Poland. Poland built a wall. Their streets look absolutely beautiful. There's no chaos. There's no fires. There's no looting. There's nothing like that. When you look at the UK, they have open borders. It's a complete and utter disaster. You have all the illegals in the country starting fires, looting. They're rioting on the streets. So you could definitely tell the difference. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots have done. They needed to show the people, so the people started to ask questions. You could throw facts at the people day in, day out. No one is going to believe facts when you're brainwashed. People need to experience certain events so they start to ask questions. Or you can ask them a question saying, do you agree with this? And then people start to open up. Actually, we'll be talking about that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about censorship right now, because here we are. We're going into a communications blackout. And they've already started to push back on the social media platforms that they don't want. Yes, they want YouTube. Yes, they want Instagram. Yes, they want Facebook, because they can control those platforms. They don't want Telegram. They don't want True Social. They don't want X. They don't want Rumble. They don't want these platforms. So what are they doing? They're actually showing everyone censorship. So we know that Durov, who is the president of Telegram, he was arrested in France. Alexander Vindman put this out. Remember, this is the individual that actually heard the call with Zelensky and started the impeachment hearings. He was the whistleblower, even though he lied about it because Trump released the transcripts. Well, this is what he put out on X. While Durov holds French citizenship, is arrested for violating French laws, this has broader implications for other social media, including Twitter. There's a growing intolerance for platforming disinfo and malign influence of a growing appetite for accountability. Musk should be nervous. So he's letting everyone know that they're not stopping with Telegram. They're going to go to all the other platforms because they need to shut it all down. So basically, Macron came out and he's trying to tell everyone, no, he broke the laws and we are following the rule of law. This is what he put out. I've seen false information regarding France following the arrest of Pavel Durov. France is deeply committed to freedom of expression and communication and innovation and to the spirit of entrepreneurship. It will remain so. In a state governed by the rule of law, freedoms are upheld within a legal framework, both on social media and in real life, to protect citizens and respect the fundamental rights. It is up to the judiciary in full independence to enforce the law. The arrest of the president of Telegram on French soil took place as part of an ongoing judicial investigation. It is no way a political decision. It is up to the judges to rule on that matter. Now, remember, these countries do not have the same rights we do in this country. The freedom of speech in Europe is not a right. The government can take it away at any moment. They make you believe it's a right, but it is not. And actually, if you look at their constitution, you will see that it is actually a privilege and they can change it at any moment. Chris Pavlovsky responded to this, and he's the CEO of Rumble. He said, when you say you are committed to freedom of expression, you are lying. We have a letter from France that proves this without a doubt. We had to shut down Rumble in France because you have no commitment to freedom of expression. And remember when there was rioting going on in France? Remember what Macron did? Macron suggested blocking social media during the riots. Wait a minute, I thought he was all for freedom of expression. So why would you actually block those people that are trying to express themselves freely? So you're not for freedom of expression. Viva Frey responded to this and said, I hate to call the president of France a lying, gaslighting jackass, but deeply committed to freedom of expression and communication. Didn't you suggest censoring social media companies during the latest bout of riots? Yes, yes, you did. You don't value freedom at all. And he's absolutely right. He says you are a dictator, just like other dictators of European history. You just have a softer accent. And he's absolutely right about that. But you could see how they're going to try to basically shut down communications. Now, a lot of people say, well, he's arrested. Who cares? Telegram's still up. And that's fine. But again, what they're going to do is they're going to use this case and they're going to say, well, since he broke the law, he's now convicted. And now Telegram is still not abiding by our rules and our laws. We will now shut down the app in our country. Other countries and certain corporations, remember, they can do whatever they want. They're a private corporation, like Apple, for example. They will then say, you know something? Since they broke the law, we better shut it down right here in this country and make sure that nobody has access to it. And it looks like they might be doing this. Fearless Report put this out in Telegram and said, Telegram announced that Apple will remove the Telegram app from their phones without their joint notice. Telegram announced that to prevent this, apply to a mentioned settings and basically laid it out of where you need to go on your phone. You need to go to settings, then to screen time, then to privacy protections. And it looks like there's a little switch on top that says content and privacy restrictions. Then there's another setting. Once you turn that on, it says deleting apps and it says don't allow. So it looks like most likely the private corporations are going to go along with this. And most likely what they're going to do is they're going to shut down the apps. Now, what do you think is going to happen with X? What do you think is going to happen with True Social? What do you think is going to happen with Rumble? I do believe they're going to use the same type of technique to try to shut all of this down. Now, in the end, is this going to work? I don't think so. I think there's always a way around it. You always can get on it through the web. And just like you saw from the settings, you can then go ahead and stop it from removing your app. Now, of course, what's going to happen is Apple is going to send an update that's going to basically remove that. So a lot of people have to know, don't update your phone if you see an update and people start calling this out. So you can see where all of this is going. And already they have charged Jarov with 12 criminal counts. So once again, you can see that this is the direction that they're heading in. Now, when this fails, I do believe they'll probably have to take this to the next step and they'll have to shut down communications all over the place. And how will they do that? Well, if they're going to have a cyber attack on this country, it's not just against the election infrastructure. It will be against the financial institutions and it will be against communications. Because remember, their entire agenda is to do what? To bring us to war. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is their playbook. Their playbook is chaos. Their playbook is cyber attacks. Their playbook is to bring us to war. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are prepared and ready for this. But since we're talking about censorship and since we're talking about all this, remember when Trump said that they're really after you and I'm just in the way? Well, we're starting to see it. And I know a lot of people have seen a lot more than what I'm going to show you. But we're starting to see how they're now basically arresting people when they want to speak freely and they're trying to speak to or debate an elected official. Remember, the government, no matter if you're a mayor, no matter if you're a governor, the president, you must abide by the Constitution. And it is our right to speak freely. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, the mayor of Surprise, Arizona, had a constituent arrested. She was there. She was trying to speak freely. And they told her, you are not allowed. Take a listen to what happened.
Like records requests that I have open right now that are, quote, pending legal review that I am entitled to request.
I've got to interrupt you here because.
Okay, are you going to stop the timer?
This is the public meeting forum that you agree to when you speak. And I want to read this to you. That there are oral communications during the city council meeting may not be used to lodge charges or complaints against any employee of the city or members of the body, regardless of whether such person is identified in the presentation by the name or by any other reference that tends to identify him or her.
That's all fine, well, and good, but that's a violation of my First Amendment rights.
So that's, well, this is your warning, okay?
Warning for what?
A warning for attacking the city attorney personally.
This is all factual information.
It doesn't matter.
You're violating my First Amendment rights.
This is what you agree to when you first speaking. This is the form.
It is unconstitutional, Mayor Hall.
Well, it's not unconstitutional.
It is.
And if you're
the Supreme Court has upheld, I could get up here and I could swear at you for 3 straight minutes, and it is protected speech
by
the Supreme Court. It is.
No, you can't.
Why don't you look at case law?
No, you can't.
I can.
So if you want to be
the chair is engaged in a debate. So point of order.
Do you want to be escorted out of here? Do you want to be escorted out of here?
You're violating my First Amendment rights.
Talking.
You are violating my First Amendment rights.
That's your opinion.
It's not a matter of opinion.
Do you want to be escorted out, Ms. Massey? Because that's what's going to happen. And it's going to happen in the future also. Anytime you attack
any staff member or any city. That's why you change the rules.
This has been on the back of this form.
I understand, Mayor Hall, but that is completely unconstitutional.
No, it's not.
You're also engaging in debate, and so you should actually be yielding the floor to somebody else managing.
Chief, could you have somebody come down here and escort Ms. Massey out?
Really, is that necessary?
Yes, I think
it is. In front of my 10-year-old daughter, you're going to escort me out for expressing my First Amendment rights.
She can go with you.
I'm not leaving.
Well.
No. Okay. I'm expressing my do not touch me. Do not put your hands on me.
Can you just step out with me?
Not put your hands on me.
Come on out.
Do not put your hands on me.
Come out with me now before you get arrested. Do you understand?
Are you detaining me?
Yes.
Why am I being detained? Under what charges? Under what charges?
Okay, so
I have personal property.
Hold on.
You cannot touch me.
Yeah, I know. She can go out there. Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
So that should tell you everything you need to know. That these people, they will violate your constitutional rights. Now, what are you fighting for? You're fighting for your freedoms. Isn't this what the founding fathers fought for? Isn't this why they implemented the Second Amendment? Think about what's happening out in France. Think about what's happening out in the UK. You can be arrested for a meme. You can be arrested for reposting something that the government does not like. Think about it for a second. They don't like what you're saying. You can be arrested. Isn't this why we fought against the British? Isn't this why there was the Magna Carta? They're going back to that time period. So what are the people of this country fighting for? What are the people of the other countries fighting for? Their freedoms once again. We're back to where we started. And our founding fathers told us from the very, very beginning, we give you about something like 200 years of freedom. We got a little bit more than that, but you're going to have to fight for them once again. This is not an isolated incident. This is happening all over the country. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. The rule that the piece of paper that the mayor said does not override the Constitution. Rules are not laws. And when you're speaking to an elected official who's part of the government, this is why our founding fathers put this in there, where you have the right to speak freely. You have a right to address your grievances against the government. I think people now are really starting to understand. And if Trump was out of the way, this would be 1,000 times worse. And this is actually what they're trying to do here. But there's a lot of people now that are no longer believing the media. And this is what's pissing off the deep state players, because now the people aren't believing the media. Yes, we have certain groups that are still believing the media, but Republicans, independents, they have lost trust in the fake news, and they are no longer asleep. They have woken up and they now see the propaganda. The Democrats, that's a completely different story. They're still captivated by the propaganda. And yes, there's still some Republicans that still watch the fake news. They're still captured by it, but they're kind of half awake, half asleep. And how do you break people from this? Not just the D's, but those people that still watch the fake news. Well, you need to wake them up. And how can you wake them up? Well, you need to wake them up by showing them. Because facts won't work. And Roseanne Barr, she has a very good podcast. She was interviewing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he actually explained the Socratic method that needs to be used to wake up the people. Because once again, you can throw as many facts as you want at the people. Those people that are brainwashed, they're not going to accept it. Go back a little bit in time. Trump told everyone, listen, if Biden gets in, we're going to have open borders. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. If Biden gets in, he's going to destroy the economy. If Biden gets in, we're going to go to war. He told you the facts. He told you what was going to happen. Did people believe it? No, people didn't. So once people are shown and people experience it, people then can say, hey, do you like what's happening right now? Do you like what they're doing? Do you like not having a job? Do you like that you can't afford food? See, then it opens it up where you can actually talk to the people and the people can respond to what they're experiencing. But just take a listen to the exchange here.
And then it's not of, by, and for the people in any way. It's just corporate self-interest, and everything they do is to protect themselves from any sort of judgment or any kind of responsibility or accountability.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I think I'm not as optimistic about how many Americans are recognizing it. I think the, you know, mainstream media.
Oh, please fake it with me, because I get so depressed that nobody gets it.
Everybody else is still in this IHOP, or a lot of people, you know.
How would we break it?
I don't know how you unravel an orthodoxy, because information doesn't do it. People are totally impervious to facts. A friend of mine who's a psychiatrist, I said to them, how do you persuade somebody who is completely subsumed in that kind of religious-like belief system?
Yeah.
Because if you challenge somebody on their religion, you know, it just makes them dig in.
Yeah.
And he said that's a feature of every orthodoxy, that it's impervious to facts. It's impervious to any kind of external stimulus. And that, he said, the only way that you can do it is through the Socratic method of, you don't fight back, you just ask questions. And as long as you keep doing that and you don't fight them on it, but just say, is that this what you expected the benefit to be from it, you know? And is that working for you? And to do it in a way that's gentle and non-confrontational, so that you get, so that people maybe are stimulated to begin asking questions on their own.
So Truthhammer for EVA put this out and actually said, hey, you know something? We were told about this. And this was post 4509, June 24, 2020. Down below, it says the following. Mission 3, guide awakening others through use of facts, D-class 1 through 99, materials and other relevant facts, and memes. Decouple MSDNC control of InfoStream. Ask counter questions to initiate thought, verse repeat echo of MSDNC. And the only way to do this is to actually have the people experience this. And this is why it takes a while to wake the people up, because when you really look at it, the Democratic Party, they still watch MSNBC, CNBC, CNN. So to wake these people up, you just can't throw facts at them. You know why? Because they dig in and they won't accept it. But if you actually have them experience, let's say, open borders and crime now is being committed right outside their home, or they lost your job because the economy is poor, or they can't afford food because the economy's poor and they've been lied to, or we are heading towards war and any moment a nuclear bomb could be dropped on their town, their city, their house. Does that wake people up? Does that make people ask questions? Can you then say to them, hey, what do you think about this war that thing's going to happen? You think we should head in this direction? See, then you can have a conversation. I do believe this is why Trump needed to go down this path. And it was the only path that you could actually go down to wake up the American people, to show the people the true enemy of this country. It opens up a dialogue. It makes people think logically. And people then could start asking questions back and forth. And people do not feel threatened by it. And I do believe it had to be this way. And it had to take this long. And I do believe this is why Trump needed the pause. Actually, I do believe Trump confirmed it when he was being interviewed, saying that he's been in government for 8 years. That's very interesting. But think about it. Think about everything that is happening right now. Think about free speech. Think about why the founding fathers now said, you know something, we need for the people to have that ability to actually back up every single one of these rights. Because if you don't have the ability to back them up, the government can just do whatever they want. You see it already in the UK. You see it in France. You see it in Germany. You see it in Australia. You see it in all the other countries. Those are the perfect examples of why the people of this country actually need their weapons. And it actually shows you why the deep state players wanted to take the weapons away from the people, because a population that does not have a way to defend themselves is a population that can be controlled very, very easily. And when you look at the UK, when you look at France, when you look at all of this, they are definitely controlled. It's going to be very, very difficult for them to fight back. This is why everyone is looking at the US. And you can see the deep state players, they are becoming very, very desperate. Remember, their plan, their 16-year plan was to do what? Get the weapons away from the people. This is why under Obama, we saw so many mass shootings, because they needed to push certain laws through Congress. They just can't write an executive order. But when they become so desperate, they don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about Congress. Actually, we saw this during COVID. And what's very interesting is a reporter was asking Kamala Harris about confiscating guns. And she says if Congress doesn't do it in her first 100 days of her administration, she'll write an executive order and she'll get it done. See, this is what happens when you become very, very desperate. You don't care about the rule of law. There's no longer are you pretending. You just become a dictator, just like during COVID. And now you're going to see Kamala become a dictator because she is now being told this is what you have to do. And again, Obama does not care what happens to her or how people see her because she's the scapegoat. But just take a listen to what she said here.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. But I mean, listen, I don't think we lack for great ideas. As I've said many times, we've been having great ideas for decades. The problem is that Congress has not had the courage to act. And that is why, from the beginning, I have said my agenda includes attempting to get Congress to act, but if they don't within the first 100 days of my administration, I'm going to take executive action. Because what we need is action.
Elon Musk actually said alarming and unconstitutional. Absolutely. So the question is she going to try to do this while she's in the administration right now? Are they going to swap Biden out? Because we see Biden is having a lot of problems right now. He's been on vacation, but it looks like he's having a breakdown. And are they going to remove him? Because I do believe they're probably going to pump this story up and actually remove him and put in Kamala Harris as the acting president, which means Obama might push all of this through her right now and say, forget about Congress, forget about everything. You go ahead and you write an executive order and you tell everyone that you need to confiscate all weapons. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see something big happen where they try to control the narrative and convince people that this event happened because they were able to access guns and they got the guns. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if this does happen, but we'll have to wait to see. But you can see they're setting up for all of this. Now, the other thing that we know is that it is the anniversary of the 13 service members that were killed and over 170 civilians. And today, Trump honored them. And what was very interesting is that no one else showed up. And when I say no one, I mean Kamala, Biden, Bush, Clinton, Obama, nobody. Don't you find that interesting? Kaneko the Great put this out and said, Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews, a U.S. Marine sniper, testifies to Congress that he was denied permission to shoot the suicide bomber in Afghanistan who killed 13 service members and over 170 civilians. Plain and simple, we were ignored. Our expertise was disregarded. No one was held accountable for our safety. The withdrawal was a catastrophe, in my opinion. There was an inexcusable lack of accountability. Sergeant Vargas Andrews lost his right arm and left leg in that same explosion, which happened 3 years ago. Now, once again, has anyone resigned? Has anyone been held accountable for what happened in Afghanistan? Absolutely not. And remember, Harris says she had a key role in Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal decision. And yes, this was back in 2021. It's in articles. Of course, what they're going to try to do, they're going to try to erase it or spin the articles now. But again, whatever's on the internet, it's forever. So you just can't remove it. And We know that she was responsible for this. Biden was responsible for this. And during the ceremony, Trump was the only one that showed up. And actually, going back a little bit in time, we know how they really feel about our military, because Biden checked his watch and Kamala actually was laughing about it. That should tell you everything you need to know. And the names of the 13 service members were Marine Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover, Marine Sergeant Johnny Rosario Picardo, Marine Sergeant Nicole G., Marine Corporal Hunter Lopez, Marine Corporal Dagan Page, Marine Corporal Alberto Sanchez, Marine Lance Corporal David Espinoza, Marine Lance Corporal Jared M. Schmitz, Marine Lance Corporal Riley McCullum, Marine Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, Navy HM3 Maxon W. Soviak, Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Koss. And where was Biden? Where was Kamala? Where was Obama, Bush, Clinton? Where was Cheney? Where was everybody? That should tell you everything you need to know. The only individual that showed up was the commander in chief, and he laid the wreath. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: "This is the third anniversary of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Gross incompetence, 13 dead American soldiers, hundreds of people wounded and dead, Americans and billions of dollars, military equipment left behind. You don't take our soldiers out first. You take them out last, when all else is successfully done. Russia then invaded Ukraine. Israel was attacked, and the U.S. became and is a laughingstock all over the world. The fake news media remains silent in order to protect the world, the worst administration in the history of our country. MAGA 2024. And remember, the people that didn't show up, these are former presidents and vice presidents. This is how they truly feel about this country. Because if they were true patriots, they would be there. There was only one true patriot that showed up. He's the commander in chief. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that we could see happening right now is that the deep state players, they install people. All those people that didn't show up, they were installed. They weren't voted in by the American people. Yes, they gave you the illusion of choice, but then again, they chose the person they wanted. The system is a cheating system, and the cheating system must be removed to have honest elections. But again, the criminal syndicate right now controls DC. The criminal syndicate controls the people on the ground watching and controlling the elections. Yes, Trump, the RNC, they can bring their people in. They can counter everything they're trying to do. They can change the laws. But again, they are still the gatekeepers of their system. And I do believe this is why Trump had to take this path. He needed to get the people on his side. He needed the military on his side, because how else are you going to actually have an election without using their system? And if you have to use their system, you need to make it so big that you have the majority of the people behind you that they cannot use the system. You see, they can use their system when it's pretty close, or where they can shut it down for a period of time to cheat. But when it gets too large, they can't shut it down for a month to feed in all these ballots. It just won't work. And I think this time around, as Trump is building his army, think about it, Elon, RFK, and now Tulsi Gabbard. There's going to be a lot more. We'll be talking about Tulsi Gabbard in a minute. But again, you could see how this is now building. But again, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to use the fake plandemics. And already from the DNC, people are now turning out that they had COVID. Because of that, they are testing positive. Right now, we see schools, they are now closing and bringing back pandemic era measures. And this is out in Alabama, out in Tennessee, saying we're going to have to keep the schools closed right now because we see an outbreak of COVID. But again, the kids aren't affected with this. We know this from peer-reviewed studies. So all this, again, is fake, phony, and false. Remember, they don't have to have the plandemic the way it was. All they need to do is create fear. And I do believe this is what they're trying to do. And since school is opening right now, they're going to be using school to do this. Plus, they're also going to be using the deadly mosquitoes, where towns are going to implement curfews to scare the people to stay inside. So if you have schools closing, you have deadly mosquitoes, which they're not deadly mosquitoes, they're making this up, where the towns now are implementing curfews, you have Mpox, you have bird flu, they're going to throw everything and the kitchen sink at this to try to scare people. Let's talk about our health and protecting ourselves. Things are getting strange. We witnessed some alarming events recently, including that many believed to be an orchestrated assassination attempt. Meanwhile, CrowdStrike, owned by BlackRock, faced a massive global outage, supposedly due to a software update. It's clear these people will do anything to stay in power. But let's shift gears and talk about something proactive you can do for your safety. I read countless reviews from the brands I partner with, and this 5-star review about the wellness company's medical emergency kit really stood out. Deborah from Texas was recently hit by Hurricane Beryl. During the chaos, her town lost power. There was no cell service. Access to doctors or pharmacies was impossible. Thankfully, she had the wellness company's emergency medical kit. It helped her manage a major infection when traditional medical help was out of reach. This kit is a lifesaver. It comes with 8 proven medications, including Z-Pak, amoxicillin, ivermectin. Each prescription is accompanied by a medical board-approved guidebook, making self-care straightforward and effective. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit from the wellness company today and be prepared for whatever comes your way. Getting one of these kits is like having an urgent care ready when you need it, right in the comfort of your own home. Get yours now by heading to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save $30. That is twc.health/x22. Use code x22 to get $30 off, or just click the link in the description. And not going to the voting centers. This is their agenda right now to try to do this. Do I believe it's going to work? Absolutely not. I think in the end, the people are much smarter than that. Yes, in the blue areas, this most likely will work. They'll try to push this. You'll have the mask crazy people out there putting their masks on, getting their 200th booster or whatever it is. But the majority of the people who are now logically thinking, I think there's going to be a lot more of them waking up now, especially in those blue areas. I do believe those people aren't going to go along with this. And this is why you can see the number of people getting their boosters. It's dropping like a rock because no one is believing this. No one's going along with this, especially with all the evidence that is coming out. So I do believe this entire push is really going to fail. And this is why they are going to threaten the people, because if they have to change taxes, if they have to do something, they don't want the people questioning anything. Just like the people are questioning Tim Walz because he's a liar. Biden's a liar. Kamala's a liar. Everyone's a liar. Oh, that's right, because they're criminals. Criminals lie. Criminals steal. Criminals cheat. Criminals commit murder. And now people are really seeing this. So another lie came out with Tim Walz. Dustin Grage put this out and said Nebraska Chamber of Commerce had to write a letter to Tim Walz's congressional campaign to remove an award he never received from them. Going on to clarify that the chamber had endorsed his opponent. Is there anything Tim Walz hasn't lied about? I don't think so. I think he just knows how to lie and that's it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Kamala, she's trying to get out of the debates. And the way she's doing this is she's trying to change the rules. She's continually trying to say, okay, if we're going to have the debate, well, first of all, I'm not going to debate you on Fox or CNBC or CBS or anything like that. I will debate you on ABC because I know all the people. They're all with me. I'm going to get the questions. But now I want to sit down and I want a cheat sheet and I don't want the mics muted. So I'm going to keep changing the rules and I want Trump to say, I am not going to do this debate. And I do believe they're going to try this over and over and over to try to get Trump to drop out and not have the debates. But I think Trump is saying, listen, I'll debate you anywhere, anytime. Now, does Trump really need the debate? I don't think he does. I think people would like to see Kamala debate because they had never seen her debate. Remember, she was thrown out very, very quickly. I think some of the debates that they heard was with Tulsi Gabbard, and Tulsi Gabbard destroyed her. So would they like to see Kamala stand up to Trump, you know, her supporters? I think on the other side, I think the people that support Trump would like to see Trump demolish her. But again, does Trump actually really need to debate? No, he really doesn't. Just like he didn't need to go to the Republican debates when people were trying to be president. He didn't need to go to that. So a reporter asked Trump, you know, are you preparing for the debates? And Patriots Are Control put this out on X. And it says, DJHT, this is what he said. I'm not. I think my whole life I've been preparing for a debate. There's probably some deeper meaning to the statement if you consider how long this plan has been in place. And again, Trump said, yes, I'm going to have a debate, but I don't have to prepare because I don't think you can cram all this knowledge, you know, all in just for the debate. I don't think it works. And I think he mentioned Mitt Romney, where he tried to do this and he couldn't speak. I think Trump has all the evidence. Trump has all the information. And Trump doesn't need to cram, doesn't need to study. All he has to do is be himself, tell the truth, and he will win the debate. He did this with Biden. Actually, he was very, very patient with Biden. And I do believe that Kamala and team, what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, okay, the muted microphone, that actually allowed Trump to be controlled, and we want him out of control in the debate. So we're going to have microphones that aren't muted. But again, the muted microphones did not control Trump. Trump controlled Trump. And I do believe he did this on purpose to actually trick him. And of course, Kamala needs cheat sheets because she can't operate on her own. She's a moron. And right now, we can see that this is in flux, but we'll have to see how this all turns out. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: I watched ABC fake news this morning. Both lightweight reporter Jonathan Carls, and then in brackets, he has K question mark. That's very interesting. We'll get back to that in just a sec. Ridiculous and biased interview of Tom Cotton, who was fantastic, and their so-called panel of Trump haters. And I ask, why would I do the debate against Kamala Harris on that network? Will panelist Donna Brazile give the questions to the Marxist candidate like she did for crooked Hillary Clinton? Will Kamala's best friend who heads up ABC do likewise? Where is little George Slopodopoulos hanging out now? Will he be involved? They've got a lot of questions to answer. Why did Harris turn down Fox, NBC, CBS, and even CNN? Stay tuned. Now, that is very interesting. But since he highlighted the letter K, we can go back to post 144. And it says, who are the wizards and warlocks? That is very, very interesting. But the reckoning responded to what Trump said here and says, a fundamental principle in sales is that whoever needs the other person more loses. Hear me out. We know from every credible person analyzing the polls that the current public polling is overstating Kamala's strength. Earlier today, Trump says polling against Kamala is looking very, very good. Then he points out how bad ABC News is based on their Sunday show this morning and their connections to Kamala. Trump implies he may not be willing to do the ABC debate. So here is the fundamental question. Who needs the debate more? Most likely Kamala. So she loses. Now, since he said stay tuned, that is very interesting. And that brings us to post 2301, September 30th, 2018. It says, Red October, stay tuned and watch Q+. So what is Red October? Red October is usually when the financial system comes down and you have a Red October. We saw this back in 2008 when we had Obama running against McCain. The Republicans were telling everyone, the rhinos, I should really say, that the economy was great. Obama was actually saying, no, the economy is not doing great. And all of a sudden, the market came down in October. It was a red October effect when the system comes down. So are we going to see the same thing? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to wait and see. But it's starting to look that way. When you start to look at the fake numbers, the fake job numbers, and the Fed is going to cut rates in September, that is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we see is that the people of this country, they did not vote for Kamala Harris. Actually, they wanted someone completely different, but they got her instead. Let's flash back to April 2023. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said 62% of Democrats wanted a primary challenger to Joe Biden. 52% of them supported Kennedy challenge. Independent voters supported this as well. What did they both get? Kamala Harris. The Kennedy news is a problem for the Dems, which means there's a lot of individuals who are on Kennedy's side, and they're going to lose all these people. This is going to be, and it already is, devastating for the deep state, for the D's. They know this. They are panicking right now, and they're going to continually lose more and more people. Remember, I do believe we're probably going to see a rhino come out and actually endorse Kamala Harris. And that doesn't mean that the MAGA people, the Trump supporters, are going to go over and flock to Kamala. It's not going to happen. But the other way It will happen because these people, they were aligned with Kennedy. They were aligned with Tulsi Gabbard. And if they're aligned with them, they believe pretty much what they believe. And if they're telling them the only way to save this country is to be with Trump, they're going to be with Trump. So the deep state, they're going to fail in all of this, and it's not going to work for them. And we can see it's already not working for them. But the other thing that's very interesting is since RFK went ahead and endorsed Trump, it doesn't mean he dropped out of the race. He suspended his campaign in certain areas, the swing states. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, is the Kamala Biden administration pulling RFK Jr.'s Secret Service protection after he endorsed Trump? He's still campaigning and on the ballot in 40 states. He withdrew from the swing states because Democrats sued him off the ballot. How can they justify pulling Kennedy's protection a month after Trump was shot and during the tight election? Because they want something to happen to him and they really don't care. Remember, the criminal syndicate, they install people and they get rid of people that they don't want. There was an attempted assassination against Trump. They actually murdered his uncle. Really think about this for a second. But Tulsi Gabbard, she has now endorsed Trump and says we as Americans must stand together to reject this anti-freedom culture of political retaliation and abuse of power. And she's been monitored when she's flying. She has SSSS on her tickets, which means that they are now monitoring her where she goes, secondary security. So they actually went ahead and there's additional security, additional monitoring on Tulsi Gabbard. Why would the government do that? Why would the deep state do that? That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, like we said, Trump and the Patriots, they're putting up as many roadblocks as possible. I do believe this is so the deep state players, number one, goes down a certain path they want to go down. And if they don't go down this path, they will have a very difficult time actually cheating in the election because they don't have the ammunition that they need to pull off a cheat. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots are putting this all together. And Lara Trump, she's heading this up. She's the committee co-chair of the RNC. And she has now reported that there are 650 trained Republican poll watchers who applied in Detroit. They were turned away and only 50 were accepted. Same report indicates over 2,300 Dems were accepted. So basically what they're doing is they're trying to keep their people in place. They want more of their people. And I'm talking about the deep state players. And they're making sure that their people are on the ground ready to hide what they're about to do. They did this during COVID. They did this during 2018, 2022. And now they're going to try to do it now. Now, again, the RNC and Trump and American First Legal, they're putting lawyers on the ground to combat this because, again, you just can't have the poll watchers there. You need the lawyers because they know the law. They know that, hey, this is illegal. You can't be doing this. But again, I do believe they're trying to make it very, very tough for the deep state players to pull this off. And I do believe they want them to go down a different path. Now, what's very interesting is you can see there are many, many states now that are cleaning up their voter rolls. Actually, Texas has removed over a million ineligible voters from their voter rolls, 6,500 non-citizens, 6,000 voters, 457,000 deceased people, 463,000 voters on the suspense list, 134,000 voters who responded to an address confirmation notice that they had moved, 65,000 voters who failed to respond to a notice of examination, 19,000 voters who requested to cancel their registration, and 6,000 voters who have a felony conviction, which means Texas is going to go deep, deep, deep red, I betcha. Let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the RNC is also suing North Carolina Election Board, accuses them of flagrant election law violations, including protecting non-citizens on voter rolls. George explains, the state law requires county clerks to alert the Board of Elections about anyone accused from jury duty because they aren't citizens. The point of the law is to allow a seamless cross-referencing between the names on the voters' rolls and the people eligible for jury duty. If someone isn't eligible for jury duty, clearly there's also not eligible to vote. This is common sense, but the Democrat officials are refusing to follow the law. The board also rejected the RNC's request to see copies of the state voter rolls and other maintenance records. The state's Public Records Act allows voters and interested organizations to access and review the voter rolls, and refusing to turn them over is blatantly illegal. The RNC is asking the court to issue an injunction against the board to, number one, force them to comply with the Public Records Act, number two, to work with the clerks to remove the non-citizens from the voter rolls. Ask yourself, why would the board be withholding the voter rolls? Are they terrified we will find thousands of non-citizens registered to vote as we have in other states? And we have been finding many non-citizens who've been voting. And once again, the deep state players, what do? They cover up their crimes. It's the same thing when they don't want to produce the original ballots. They're covering up their crimes. The only way the deep state can pull off their cheating system is that they need key people in certain places. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they've known this for a very long time. They know the deep state cheats. They know their methodology. They've been monitoring them. They've been collecting the data. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots started out pushing their agenda of cleaning up the voter rolls, putting certain laws in place, putting certain people on the ground, not to fix the system. You can't fix the system when the deep state actually controls their system. You make it difficult for them to do what they want to do. And you also then get the people on your side and you make the elections too big to rig. Because if you have to use their system, you want to make sure that you can beat anything that they're trying to do. Now, of course, if Trump wins while using their system, you know what the deep state's going to do. They're going to say that he cheated and he got help from a foreign entity. And they're going to say there was some type of access, there was some type of cyber attack, which allowed him to win in the elections. So the Washington Post put this out, and this is the headline. A close race brings fresh fears of election interference by Trump allies. The euphoric mood at the Democratic National Convention this week came alongside growing concerns that the former president's backers could attempt to undermine the results. They're already putting the narrative out there. We already know what they're going to try to do. So they're most likely, as they're losing, they're going to say that Trump cheated in the election. No matter which way you look at it, if they try to delay the elections and then we use paper, they're going to say Trump cheated in the election. If they allow Trump to use the system, they're going to say Trump cheated in the election and he got help from a foreign government. So you can see where this is all headed. Now, once again, they're telling the people, you better not go up against us if we decide not to certify the election. Do not protest. Do not do anything, because if you do it, you're going to get the same treatment as we gave the January Sixers, and we're going to do it on a major, major scale. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Merrick Garland, flanked by Obama henchmen and key Russia collusion architect Lisa Monaco, cites growing J6 caseload to warn Americans not to interfere in the certification of the 2024 election. First, the transfer of power happens on January 20th, not January 6th. And the DOJ let off the hook hundreds of 2017 inaugural rioters. Second, there is no law guaranteeing the peaceful transfer of power, which is why the Constitution provides several weeks between Election Day and Inauguration Day without both a state and congressional certification process and opportunities to contest the results. Third, as he brags about the nearly 1,500 January 6ers arrested and charged so far for January 6th, including at least seven last week during the DNC, most face misdemeanors. Fourth, SCOTUS overturned this thuggish DOJ, used 1512C2, and his prosecutors in most cases are now sheepishly dismissing the count. And we are still awaiting a long-delayed opinion by D.C. Appellate Court on DOJ's most common misdemeanor on January 6th cases. Every time I see Lisa Monaco, I fume that 48 Republican senators confirmed her appointment as deputy AG. Absolutely. So basically, they're telling everyone, do not do anything when we don't certify the election. Now, what do you think they're really doing? They're basically preparing the narrative because they want the Trump supporters, the MAGA supporters, they want them to riot. They want them to get angry. How do we know this? Well, Jamie Raskin says they will not certify Trump on January 6th, then threatens an insurrection against MAGA Trumpers. They're already letting you know what they're about to do. Now, again, how do you kick off an event where you have a civil war? Because remember, General Michael Hayden, who is the head of the CIA, he's predicting a civil war just like in 1860 when Abraham Lincoln was voted into office. So how do you kick this off if the people aren't cooperating? You need agent provocateurs. What do the agent provocateurs do? Just look at January 6th. There were 100 confidential human sources. It was the FBI, Antifa, and many others. They're the ones who removed the fencing. They're the ones who broke the windows. They're the ones who said, go into the Capitol. You need those people to kick it off because the people will not do that on their own. So if you're going to start a civil war, what do you need? You need the deep state player agent provocateurs on the streets. Who are those people? It's the illegals. It's the FBI. It's the criminals. It's Antifa. They are the ones who are going to make everyone believe that the Trump supporters, the MAGA supporters, they're very angry because the elections are not being certified and they're saying that Trump cheated. So you're going to see riots, most likely, out in the blue cities. You're going to see looting. You're going to see them burn down buildings. And the news most likely will report that these are Trump supporters. They are not. They want others to join in because on the other side, you're going to have Antifa, the illegals. They're going to be fighting the Trump supporters. They're going to say, these people are trying to stop them. And a fight is actually now beginning. A civil war is now beginning. Now, of course, who are the Trump supporters going to be that are going to be out in the streets? Most likely the Patriot Front group, and you're going to have a lot of Antifa and a lot of illegals dressed up as Trump supporters. So yes, they're going to try to kick this off. That's what they're going to try to do. And you can see they're already laid out their plan. So it means that most likely we're going to have a cyber attack. And if you notice, there are more and more cyber attack stories. Actually, a cyber attack has now disrupted Seattle's Tacoma International Airport. Now, again, do they know exactly what happened? They said it could be a cyber attack. They're suggesting this right now. But again, what do people really hear? They hear cyber attacks. So they hear, let's see, the car industry got cyber attacked. The hospitals got a cyber attack. The water filtration systems got cyber attacked. We had some financial institutions get cyber attacked. An airport's getting cyber attacked. The election systems in Florida, they were cyber attacked. You're starting to see what's happening right now. You're seeing more and more of this. And I do believe we were told about this. And if we go back to post 4587, this is July 17, 2020, it says the following. Prepare for zero day. Massive cyber power attacks attempts on 11.4. Now, remember, since they've been telling us that we don't have a right to protest against the elections, well, the people actually do. Do we have a right to riot? No, we don't. So can people protest peacefully around the country? Absolutely. But you have to remember, the deep state player, they love this. They love when you protest peacefully because what do? They insert agent provocateurs. And they've done this many, many times before. But I do believe we were told about who controls the elections going back to November 2022. This is post 4960. Why do some elections take more than a day to count? Can cheating be done after the polls are closed? Who controls the poll books, the databases, the elections? Why are extra ballots printed? If someone doesn't vote, can bad actors hijack their vote? Yes. How? Why did the National Guard activate cybersecurity teams? Who gave the order to activate the cybersecurity teams? Why? To protect the elections. To claim the midterms are safe. Safe from what? Setting the stage. Watch carefully. White hats have secured many systems, but problems still remain. You have all the tools you need. Just vote. The Patriots will handle the rest. And we know exactly what the deep state players have planned. If we go back to post 4722, add it all up. Virus, which they're pushing right now. Riots, organized Antifa. Fires, the why. Make no mistake, they will not concede on election night. Make no mistake, they will contest this legally in battleground states. Make no mistake, they will project doubt in the election results. Make no mistake, they will organize massive riots and attempt anarchy. 99 Design playbook is now known. So we know that they're going to do all of this. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared for all of this. And Trump, he let everyone know that he has already destroyed the Clinton dynasty, the Bush dynasty, the Obama dynasty, the Biden dynasty. Now he's going up against Kamala Harris. And he also said something else interesting during this podcast interview. He said that he was in government for 8 years. Take a listen to what Trump said.
I beat Nancy Pelosi. I beat all these people, every one of them. And somebody said, you know, if you look at it, he beat the Clinton family, right? And that was really Obama, too, because he was behind her 100% like he was running. And I beat the Bush family. I beat everybody. And now I beat Biden. I got him out. I beat him twice, actually. I beat him the first time, but now I beat him a second time because it was the debate that got him out. And now I have to beat somebody that nobody ever heard of who's a Marxist. And I think I'll be able to do that. But I know the people now. I've been in government now for 8 years. I was in government for no years. I mean, I became president, and I said, I've never done this before. It's pretty, you know, sort of a miracle. You know, in the history of our country, we had 92% politicians become president and 8% generals. Not admirals, but generals, only generals. So those were the only two politicians and generals. You know, George Washington, Dwight Eisenhower. Actually, he was very good, very strong on the borders. Eisenhower was strong on the borders, a moderate guy, but very, very strong on the borders. He had big deportation. But 92% was politicians. And 8%, there was nobody else. And then I came along. And so people were surprised. But I know the system. I know the people. I know some great people. And I know some people that I wouldn't put in. But you learn that. And so now I'm a very experienced guy. And we're going to bring our country back. And we're respected. We're going to be respected again with other countries. Don't forget, I had no wars. Other than I defeated ISIS, but that war was already started. That war was raging for 20 years before I got there. And I ended that war in 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, a lot of people give me credit, even people that don't love me, as being a great president because we did a lot. Right to try. I got right to try for people that are terminally ill, where they can use space age medicines. We have the best labs and the best doctors in the world. But you couldn't use it because, you know, you just couldn't use it. You weren't allowed to use it. And I got that done where you can use these space age that won't be approved by the FDA for a long time, maybe 4 or 5 years. And I've saved thousands and thousands of lives. But now I know the system and I know Washington and I know the people. And I hope we win. And if we do win, we're going to make this country greater than ever before.
So I do believe Trump, he's prepared and ready for this. He's been planning for this for a very long time. He's letting everyone know that he is in control. He's also letting everyone know that he's the commander in chief because he spent 8 years in government when he only spent 4 as president in the White House. I do believe the pause is his second term. He's going to have his third term come when he wins the election. But I do believe he's letting everyone know that he has everything under control and he is going to stop the wars. He's going to have peace and he's going to hold these people accountable in the end. And I do believe that he will. And all we have to do is vote. Because again, we can see how the deep state system works. They can take your vote. They can take your name. They can take your Social Security number. And they can use it to vote for the other person. Why do you think they hacked the Social Security numbers? Why do you think they're changing the forms? But again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, it's like we know. If we know this, they know this. They know this way in advance. Remember, the military has been feeding Trump intelligence on all of this. This is why he's not accepting the clown intelligence. And I do believe as we approach the presidential election, I do believe the deep state players, all they have left is to create chaos and war. And Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared to counter all of this. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.